Today, we are blessed to have with us Kathy Rettig. The title of her her speech today is Law Versus Love, From Catholicism to Christianity. It's a story about law versus love. Catholics are instructed to keep all the man-made laws, whereas if being a good Christian is what one is after, love is what it's all about. Welcome, Kathy.
I just wanted to mention that the stone that I placed in there is one of joy for being part of this community. I think I've never been here that I'm not just really moved by what you all do. And along with that, I would just like to begin. This time of year, I always have a clogged throat. But first of all, I'd just like to thank you all for the invitation to be here again and to share my perspective on the principle of accepting one another and a bit of my journey coming to this place in my life. I would say that the root of this comes from the golden rule of doing to others what you would want them to do to you. And now, I think most people get this concept and would readily agree that this is the way to go. You know, act the way that you'd like others to act toward you. Being just, kind, merciful, and accepting of others is what we should be about in our world. I, for one, again, know that this is what I want. So, in turn, I need to do the same for others. It's certainly my message to my parishioners throughout the year, and one that I take very seriously. When asking others to do something, I want to be attempting the same myself. But I want to be clear, though, in saying that our being good should not be done so much that others will be good to us in return. It's above and beyond this purely self-motivated idea. We might say that we should be good and that acceptance of others is part of that because it is who we are. It is what we were created to be. Let me say that again. We should be good, and acceptance of others is part of that because it is who we are. It is what we were created to be. It has been said that we are spiritual people here having a human experience. Another way we might say this, we were created as spiritual beings. All of us, by God, or some being above and beyond us, however we might want to name this one. And good has always been expected of us, no matter the denomination, the spirituality, or philosophy that we might follow. All the great faith backgrounds call their people to unselfish goodness. Each of us, then, has been gifted with the opportunity of expressing our spirituality, our lifeblood, so to speak. What, in fact, gets us up each morning? Through the entire span of our human lives, we have this opportunity. And in case you missed it, a good definition of spirituality is what gets us up each day, those qualities that we live by. Now, more conservative religious denominations, many of them Christian, and certainly my own Catholic denomination, has long preached that humankind needed to be redeemed. And for all Christian groups, Catholics included, this is Jesus, the Messiah, coming to save us from our sins. Now, my friends, this particular teaching that humanity needed a savior to absolve our failures as humans is one that I, along with many theologians, have come to reject, simply because our loving Creator God is bigger than that. It's always good to remember that to be human means that we are not perfect. So to teach people that the way God made us is somehow wrong doesn't paint a very good picture of who God is. Right? Hopefully. Yes, right. Unfortunately, we as humans often paint God in our own image, which effectively cuts off the possibility of an all-loving, all-forgiving, all-merciful, all-just God who keeps giving us another chance when we don't get it right. The God that I know from scriptures wants us to keep trying and is always about welcoming us back. If we make God as small and imperfect as we are, one who gets angry and wants revenge, then not much more will be expected of us, most of all considering your principle today of being accepting of others. We should see God, in my humble opinion, and this is the opinion of many theological writers, as one who loves us in an over-the-top way. As this God is shown to us in such Bible stories as the prodigal and the good shepherd who leaves the 99 and goes in search of the one lost sheep. The story of the prodigal child who squanders the family fortune and riotous living, only to return home when all is gone and be met by a loving parent who is only glad that this lost one is now found. Now, this is a God or eternal being that I think we can really wrap our hearts, not our heads, around and strive to be more like in our own wonderful life. And the key really, my friends, is to engage our hearts, not so much our heads, at least as a place to start. The principle we are looking at today, that of acceptance of others, is only possible, I think, if we see it through the eyes of one who has first loved and accepted us beyond all measure, no exceptions. And this being loved, my friends, if you have experienced it through another human being, you aren't somehow left out if you haven't felt loved this way by God. But God does indeed love us through others. And if that is your experience, that is well and good. In my years as a chaplain, I would from time to time encounter someone who confessed to be an atheist. And my comment to them would be, tell me who God is for you. The answer was always a description of a mean-spirited old man in the heavens, waiting for them to do wrong so that he could punish them. I would usually then smile and say, good that you don't believe in that God. Earlier, I stated someone else's thought that we are spiritual beings here having a human experience. And if this is so, and I believe it is, we should always be about being our best, trying and striving toward this end, knowing that we won't always get it right, but never giving up, never being satisfied with what most others, the status quo, is doing. Earlier, I also called the lie to the church teaching about why Jesus the Christ came into humanity to save us from our sins. I personally think of Jesus as a savior, but not for the above reason. I believe that Jesus saves us, if indeed we need saving, by choosing to be one with us, Emmanuel, which we just celebrated at Christmas time. Jesus came to be one with us for a time so as not so as to help us not to miss the point that each of us is loved beyond all imagining, and accept them to the best of our abilities as our primary task in this world is to go out and love in the same way. And again, accepting them to the best of our abilities. Will we always get it right? No, we won't. But we must keep trying. Part of what Karen asked me to do today was to say a bit about my journey and coming to the perspectives I have talked about thus far. As you all know, I am a Roman Catholic woman priest, and I continue to claim my Catholic membership, even though church fathers have said that my ordination and my unwillingness to recant that action has separated me from the church. This is called excommunication. The censure is one that I and all other Catholic women priests totally reject, as we believe that God hasn't turned God's back on us, which is what excommunication is. Church rules and regulations that fail to love and accept others and challenge people toward being their best are not of God, but are an attempt to control others. They are about power. This call that I have heard throughout my life, and which became more clear to me over 15 years ago, to serve the people of God in as open and inclusive way as I could, to be the priest that I couldn't find to serve me in the same way, was never about power, as many male priests have accused women to be about, but only about service. So friends, my journey to this day then, in at least trying to be accepting of others, has been about listening to my well-formed conscience, acting in love to the best of my ability, realizing in so doing that I may have to break church laws that are not about love. Reflecting on my own ways of not being accepted by the hierarchy of the church that I love perhaps gives me an added reason to be accepting of others and of all the ways that they may be rejected in this world. The color of their skin, who they love, their expression of who they are by way of gender and or identity, and the list could go on. My friends, the law to love always comes first, and being accepting of others, while not always easy, certainly fills the space.